This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, controlling your tongue. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you are listening to A to Z and we want to talk about controlling your tongue. Well, in Islamic tradition, we have the concept of lisanul khayr and lisanul shar. Well, lisanul khayr is a type of a tongue or is a type of a speech which you use for the perfection of yourself and others. So you don't hurt other people by your speech. And you always use your tongue to help people gain the goodness and reach at their perfection within your family, within your surroundings, with your colleagues, and everywhere you go, you use this tool of speech and your tongue for goodness, for helping others, for suggesting good things to others. You don't hurt other people by your tongue. So this is the concept of lisanul khayr, a tongue which spreads the goodness, which spreads the hope, which spreads the beauty in the society. This is lisanul khayr. And on other side, we have lisanul shar, the evil tongue or the evil speech. That's the type of a tongue that creates separation within people. It's a type of a tongue, it's a type of a speech which hurts people, which it's a type of a speech which make other people hopeless. It abuses people. It's a type of a tongue which creates problem and corruption in society. And you know how immense corruption is created in society by use of the speech through propaganda and through backbiting and bad commenting upon the actions of others. So in Sharia and in Islam, we are taught to have a lisanul khayr, a tongue or a speech which invites towards goodness, which is a source and a tool for goodness in the society. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z and we are talking about controlling the tongue and having good speech. Okay, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says, وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسُ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَهَلْ يُكِبُّ النَّاسُ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ If you want to know what drives people and what sends people to the hell, it's their wrong use of their tongue. So one of the causes in the hereafter when people will go to hell instead of heavens, instead of paradise, is the wrong use of their tongue. They use it for teasing others, for hurting others, for spreading the wrong things in society, for disheartening people. So this type of use of tongue leads to the nar, it leads to the, in the understanding of Islamic tradition, it leads to hell. And it not just leads to hell, it also makes this world a hell. If you look at the society, the goodness about society comes, a lot of goodness about society comes from a good use of your tongue. And the evil part in society, where people do bad things, where people develop bad ideas, where people develop bad habits, where people develop bad things, all comes from a wrong use of their speech and tongue. So that's why in Islam, there has been focus upon the rational and a good use of your tongue and speech. There is a saying by the Holy Prophet that says, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه. Someone cannot become straight in the path of faith if his heart is not straight in the path of faith. And his heart cannot straight in the path of faith if his tongue is not straight in the path of faith. So there is a connection between our speech and our heart. If you use your tongue for negative purposes, your heart will lose a portion of faith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He may help us to control our tongue and use it for good in the society. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.